This is Ms. G. I'm bringing you Telling Tales here tonight at KTO 104.3. And as I said earlier, in the studio with me, I have Mr. Bill Mark and Erica Berggren. They're from Rouge Canadier, and they were telling us all about the upcoming Poetry Slam this Friday. And as luck and awesomeness would have it, Ms. Erica has written a poem, and she wants to share that with us now. It's called Listen.
Listen. Sounds paint the world with music. The staccato of the bumblebee, the baritone of the grumbling truck harmonizes with the symphony of wind. The world is an orchestra, a secret that shouldn't be kept, the most beautiful paradise of noise, to the ears of a deaf child at least. And you, my love, you, angel dancing on clay feet, you, fallible and alive, the music of being moves you, the glug of the bottle, the beat of the heart, the pop of the toaster, the bark of the dog, your heart sizzles and cracks, a fireworks display only your feet can translate. Little one, the day will come when your feet touch the ground, seduced by the comforts of gravity, and they will buzz, heavy with the weight of millions of dances that are not being had. Your skin will hang from your face like clotheslines cross-hatched with everything you ever expressed and everything you ever tried to hide. Hide nothing. For now, be devilish, my spry little angel. Show the commonplace world that noise knows not of mediocrity and dance. Be a tambourine. Be headstrong and foolish. Be electric and dangerous. Be indomitable and free. Be indomitable. Or just be.
That was amazing. I really like that. Thanks. Beautiful. Well, Bill, would you like a music break, and then would you like to read something?
However, you're driving. Whatever you want to do.
I'm driving. Oh, no, we're in trouble now.
Whatever you want to do.
We'll be right back, right after this music break. And this is Ms. G here with Telling Tales at KTO 104.3. That was wonderful, Erica. I really enjoyed that. That was Listen by Erica Berggren. And I hope you all did, because that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Bill Mark is in the studio with us as well, and he has a wonderful poem by Mr. Jeffrey Skinner, and it's titled Early Music.
It's from his collection from a while back called A Guide to Forgetting. Early Music. We have heard it cresting a hill before the mountains began, or was it on an island so small we could not lie down, and, forced to hold each other, were quiet at last? Then the flute seemed not so self-pitying, but clean as a spoon, as love before too much knowledge. Those were days of satin and jealousy, of rich meats basting in rich shadow, a cap with bells, and the fool beneath dancing with a limp. We'd meet inside the garden's scent, heavy as tapestry, a huge moon pressed like God's face against the clear night sky. The centuries emptied a band of our hearing, and the lute and the hollow drum wait now until our child is gentled and fussed into dream. Then I take your hand as we dance in slow circles the size of faith, that candle in a stone room. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Yeah. Really enjoy that.
I enjoy his work. It's quite nice.
Yes. So, we also have in the studio a friend called Miri. And she was part of a slam that the second slam that I got to see Erica perform. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to include her tonight. She has moved away from Juneau temporarily. Mm-hmm. To go be a nomad, which I think is really cool. And so I have a poem of hers. It's called Is This Poetry? And we're going to try to pull this off without too many snags. So give us a second here at Telling Tales with Ms. G. Tell me, is this not quite poetic or flatlined like arithmetic the way I'm trying to tell you to define what makes me sick with it, what makes me spit it up, this poetry? Is it even poetry at all? When a woman says to a man, I paste your image in rigid, ragged strands to the backs of other men when I walk down the street, and now everywhere I go, you are always leaving me. Tell me, what do you do when your words fail, sinking shamefully bitter, stale, and what does that entail about you and your frail, inefficient, sandblasted poetry? When sometimes the words seem to fall in golden ribbons, all sunstruck and rest of time and trying, you feel as if you might as well just go chuck it out the window anyway, because trying seems to amount for nothing, and nothing can't hold your hand or sing you a song when you're sad. All it can do is rock you back and forth and tell you that you are nothing, too. Unstoppable force meets unmovable objection. Look at this sugar-coated chocolate sprinkle reflection that I have slathered across my reflection in the mirror to feed to the verbal alligators down below, swimming rampant round the moat, mouths open, eyelids closed, and molars waiting. How now, brown and crackling winter boughs, keep my fighting stance from falling out, keep these verbal meditations nice and loud, because I know all I ever wanted to learn how to do was make those mounted mouth mechanisms move. May I be honest with you now? I am drowning to find myself within this thing called poetry, the geography of her body, and I am tired of repeating to myself the mantra, all good things will come to those who wade out against the sea of troubles and touch their fingers to their lips. The sweat off my back is just as salty. So tell me, can my heartbeat beat the beat complete, and can I compete when I am running up against the all-encompassing verbal street all across the whole naval fleet and screaming words entreating to me, singing, bring us in and take us out against that mouth, against the bout within your heart, your mind, your soul, that you know even words without you are not enough, are not producing enough, may never be enough for poetry. Is this worth anything at all? Is this poetry? And if it was, how could I ever be enough for it?
Wow. It was like having Mary here.
Yeah.
So that was Mary, and she gave us Is This Poetry?
So,
cool. So that's a good example of what you'll hear at the Poetry Slam, which mm-hmm. is coming up Friday, and Mr. Bill Mark here is going to tell us all about it. I haven't called you Poet Laureate yet. The Poet Laureate of Juneau is going to tell us all about the slam.
This will be our second event of the sixth season. It's going to be just a competitive slam. There'll be no open mic on Friday. We've shaken things up a little bit here. We did an open mic in November. We're doing a competitive slam here in December. Next month we're going to have a poetry workshop. More on that later. Sign-ups are going to be at 6 at Heritage downtown on Front Street. Slam should start around 6:30, and it may go till 9:30. Heritage has food and drinks available. Please come and join us.
Yes, it's fun. There's music. There's so much entertainment. You get to meet people you've only seen walking around you on the street in our community, and you get to find out how talented they are.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, and I think that's really awesome. So we're going to have a little music break, and we'll be right back, and Miss Erica has another poem for us. So please stay tuned here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. hello, we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. In the studio with me, I have Erica Bergeron, and I have Mr. Bill Laureate of Juno Merck. He's going to get tired of me calling him that, but I think he needs a plaque. So, Erica has another wonderful poem for us, so I'm going to stop talking so she can present us with that.
This one's called Adrift. I've always found home in the comfort of strange pillows, in feathers that poke my cheek, fighting everything they know to float weightless. And there I was. Until hot wax coated my pillow wings, I fell on spires of glass and concrete, greeted asphalt with open arms, walked beneath blue skies and air conditioner rain, grinning with broken cobblestone teeth. I tied the strings of my frayed edges to the anchors that you are chained to, unspooled the tightly wound yarn of my life until I found the wild heart of me, to the dismay of your metal-bound eyes, peering between links of steel you may never leave. There in the wild heart I found holes your pincushion city had left me, windows more welcome than useless keyholes. I found pulsing madness with the terrifying serenity of a hurricane's eye. No one tells you about the beauty of mosaics pieced together in China shops by those who arrive after rampaging bulls. But this is what I found in the wild heart of me.
That was very, very pretty.
Very nice. Very
nice. That was like a little short love story.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one. I kind of wrote it about, I spent some time in New York, mm-hmm. and moving to Juneau from New York was a very big shift.
Oh, yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. really neat.
Thanks.
I like that, though. Great for the season.
Yeah,
perfect
exactly.
For the season. Mm-hmm. So, does Bill want us to do something, or you want to find something else to do?
I have another one, if you're okay with that.
You missed it, but I danced a little.
It was. We didn't miss it here in the studio.
No, you didn't.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
So hopefully folks in our audience have heard of a young woman named Sarah Kay, wonderful spoken word artist, mm-hmm. Operates, I believe, primarily in New York, but she travels quite a bit. And you can find her on YouTube everywhere, and I just recommend people looking her up. Her performance art is amazing. So she had this book come out last year called No Matter the Wreckage, and this is one of the poems from that book. The poem is called A Place to Put Our Hands. My wheels are finally slowing down. You are trying to find a place to put your hands. I'm trying to find a way back to India. Maybe we are both looking for the same soil. It is red, smells like clay, the way it must have smelled when God put it there. I'm not scared the way I once was. I have bled through the train to Agra, fought the cockroaches with my bare hands. I have seen the Taj Mahal at sunrise, and I remember what love and pain can build. You are looking for mountains to climb. I am looking for the words to a poem I can't remember. Thanks.
There's a lot of imagery.
Yeah.
I really like that.
She does that, and yeah. I just don't do her justice. She's just an amazing performer.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I don't know. I think you did pretty good. I think you gave it a lot of heart there. So we're going to take a little music break. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, with my guest, Erica Bergeron, and Bill Merck, the Poet Laureate, and he has earned it definitely tonight. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
hello there. And if you've been listening, you are tuned in to Telling Tales with Ms. G. And my guests, Erica Berggren and Mr. Bill Mark from Whoosh Canadier, and they've been telling us about the upcoming slam on Friday. And we've got a not-so-oldie but awesome goodie, Ms. Jack A. Boucher. Boucher. I always call her Jack A. Boucher.
I like that. I don't think she would complain at
she
all.
She does not.
About
she loves it. I call her Jack A. And so she is going to be visiting town, and I'm so excited. I hope that wasn't a big secret because, hello, she's coming. And I'm so excited. So I dug out one of the poems that she recorded here at studio, and you're going to get a chance to all hear it. So let's get going with Ms. Jack A, and this is for the mamas.
This one's for the mamas, for the skinny kissers, for the first star wishers, for the high-heeled Hoover pushers who traipse the boundary between real life and a grayscale June Cleaver utopia, where meatloaf is always on at six and Wally and the Beav hug it out before the credits roll, for being the gold standard by which the rest of us will always fail. This one's for you. This one's for the 9-to-5ers, or the 9-to-5-to-midnighters, for swollen feet and bad tips, for double shifts around Christmas and the second glances you throw your daughter when you realize that while you were gone, she got big. And you're not sure if you missed it, but you missed it. And tomorrow, you'll miss it and miss it again. For every dust mote that pillows around you when you plummet weary into bed, but your babies are fed. This one's for you. This one's for the shut-ins who, for the length of every trip to the supermarket, become Odysseus, homeless and landless 30 minutes or 7 years, clawing to return to sanctuary. This one's for the woman who sits in a rocking chair in the middle of the room, who feels your touch from 1,000 miles away. Mama, can you hear me? Mama, I love you. Mama, wake up. For those who wage a war of retreat lonely in the caverns between deaf ears, this one's for you. This one's for the grandmamas who spend years hard-earned toward indolence taking that one last unexpected lap. This one's for soft, thin-skinned hands between the shoulder blades of babies, raising babies, for anyone who's ever found evidence of God in the laughter of a child cleansing the indiscretions of the ones who came before. This one's for you. This one's for the mamas who could have been, for the mamas who never were, for the mamas who still have time to be. This one's for the mamas who mourn, for the mamas who lost their way. And yes, this one's for you. Mama who bore me, mama who raised me, and mama who said no mas and gathered no mas before she rolled away. For those who work in mysterious ways, the gods of the hearth and home who so utterly shape their tiny subjects and then leave them wondering as to your existence. For the 100 times and 100 more we wait for evidence of divinity, this song, this beseeching, this wonderment, this prayer. This one's for you.
And that was Ms. Jackie Boucher, and that was, she was giving us the mamas. takes you back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, we have Ms. Erica Berggren is in the studio, and she has a wonderful new poem, and it's called Senses, and she's going to read it for us now.
Yeah, named it about 2 minutes ago.
You knew, I told you.
Great. The human embodiment of the word debonair stares into my eyes, charm glinting in his teeth, a smile plays on his lips the way clouds play on the sun, wolf-like eyes bright with kindness that I describe as steel because of what they do to my breath are fixed on mine. Only for a moment. Perplexed by the state of my always dilated pupils, he says simply, as if to him it is self-evident, "You must be in love with everything you see." My heart sinks into a truth it should have always known, and in that moment my eyes are wide, taking in every photon of glinting teeth. My greatest tragedy is they can take in no more. The world is full of sensational experiences never had, enough to drive me crazy, missed rhyme schemes and infinite wisdoms I'll never know. Still, I have this. The simpering smile of a waistline and an S-curve body with the sibilant power of a river strong enough to move mountains. Feet that would one day like to wander farther than my mind. Legs that long to be lapped by oceans miles away. Skin speckled by a sun that will one day age me. Hands so rarely clenched, they take in everything fists never could. Eyes alive, vibrant, open to all the light they can take, and a mind with a single wish. Never leave me apathetic or lobotomized, stagnant or bored. Never leave me senseless.
That was beautiful. That needed some, I don't know, I thought of Italy all of a sudden. And some wonderful music and you're running in a beautiful dress. And
oh,
I don't know.
Thanks. That's exactly what I was
That's
doing.
That's what you're supposed
this.
To do, right?
Yeah. I always thought you were just really expressive in your beautiful poetry, really.
Oh, thanks.
See what I wanted to do, Michelle?
Okay.
Okay. So we have been having a blast here tonight.
Yeah.
And we want to tell you one more time about the Poetry Slam that's coming up, so you be sure not to miss it, because it'll be awesome. Because if this is any example of what you're going to hear, mm-hmm. you should definitely get down there.
Yeah.
So, who wants to do it?
Go ahead.
I'm always blown away by the talent that I see at the Poetry Slams. Mm-hmm. Always, always. And I'm really excited to be hosting with Bill. It's going to be a really cool dynamic. especially with Jacob Picard helping us. And,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So hit Heritage.
Yeah.
Doors open 6 o'clock. Sign-up sheet will be there at 6 o'clock. Get there early.
Mm-hmm.
First poem should drop about 6:30. There's food and drink. Jacob will be there to help with the music. We may play some other games. I don't know how it's all going to turn out, but it should be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Very much looking forward to it.
Exactly.
Yes. I am, too. So come hang out with Wish Canadier and the rest of the community. On Friday the 18th at Heritage Downtown, the new one there on the corner where McDonald's used to be. That's probably the only thing everybody remembers is McDonald's used to be there. So it's beautiful inside. There's going to be food and drink and maybe coffee because it is Heritage. So check it out. It's going to be fun. Everybody just comes together. There's a great community there, and you cannot miss it. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. With my guests are going to say goodnight right now. This is Erica Bergrun. Say goodnight.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
This is Bill Moore.
Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome. And good night till next time.